Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that teachers of Zen always stress is the idea of being where you are, as they say in AA, being where your feet are. Another way to say it is to be mindful, to be present to this moment, not somewhere else. On my way here this morning, somewhere on the parkway, I got a phone call that was somewhat distressing, and I was talking to this person. And there's a way you get off the parkway to get here if you're coming from the south, and you have to turn around and come back to Bloomfield Avenue, and there's a light there. Well, because I was paying more attention to the conversation than to driving, I made a right turn where you can't make a right turn on red, and sitting right there was a cop. So he was kind enough not to give me a ticket for talking on a cell phone, but I did get a ticket for making a right on red, where you're not allowed to. So anyway, I fell on my face today, so I thought I'd take this as an opportunity to own up. One other thing. Friday night, I got back. The Empty Bowl had a five-day retreat down at Stella Maris, which is a really beautiful place right on the ocean. And it's about to be sold and used probably for condominiums or something like that. Ray had asked me if I wanted to co-teach with him, which I did, and we gave talks and we gave Dyson and all that. And, I think of Ray as sort of a Dharma brother. You know, he's certainly a friend, but he's also a brother in the Dharma. So, you know, the time that I was there, which is about 2.5 days, it was really very beautiful. And most of the people there were from the Empty Bowl Zendo. There are a couple people from here. But certainly in the future, we tend to have more interaction with each other. Empty Bowl, the people that were there, were really a lovely group of people. So, and you know, I think we have the same thing here. So it'd be really nice to do more things and for me to encourage more interaction, especially at retreats and stuff. So the evening gatha says, life and death are of supreme importance. Time passes swiftly by and opportunity is lost. Each of us must strive to awaken, awaken. Take heed, do not squander your life. And having just been at a retreat, you know, when this gatha is chanted in the evening, after sitting all day, the words actually can raise the hair, if you have any, on the back of your neck. And so in the spirit of this gatha, I ask you this question. How much time do you think you have left? In regard to this, Dogen wrote in the Shobogenzo the following words. Still, you have no idea how your death may come or what kind of sickness that you may contract. And it's utterly foolish to pass the time meaninglessly sleeping or lying down while you are alive, and also not to practice the Buddha Dharma. And Dogen wrote this passage over 700 years ago, yet it is still vital and alive today. It is like the evening gatha. It's a powerful admonition to us to practice. And the matter of life and death was so poignant to Dogen because he had lost his parents when he was a young child. And this loss highlighted the urgency of living fully present in the moment. He had become keenly aware of life's impermanence. Now, I think most of us do this. We think of our lives as, you know, well, we'll live 50 years or 60 years or 70 years or 80 years or sometimes longer. But those of us that are 20 and those of us are 70, the 70-year-old person may live longer than the 20-year-old person. There is no guarantee. You know, life doesn't necessarily work that way. We get old and die. You can die at any time. And this idea of reality being this progression of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, with the expectation that it's the old people that die and it's the young people that sort of wait to die. But that's just an idea. It's a concept. In reality, there is just this moment, right now, and there are no guarantees beyond this present moment. Now, the truth of this, if you can really get around it, grasp it, the truth of this should be a call to each one of us to awaken now, to practice now. Not later, not tomorrow, not next week, but now. We have no guarantees about tomorrow, or next week, or next month. So how do we do this? We, of course, start with Zazen, which is the most direct path to awakening. Additionally, we must do it wholeheartedly, do it with all our hearts. Additionally, we must put all of our energy into it, as if sitting was a matter of life and death. And I sometimes imagine, walking along a cliff where the mountain is right here. There's not much room to go that way. And maybe a 300-foot drop is on your right. Well, if you do that, I'll be damned if you don't pay attention, right? I mean, it's a real call to pay attention. And it's literally a matter of life and death. So we shouldn't sit on our cushions and daydream. We must be determined to awaken now. Now, of course, this is not so easy. So what is it that gets in our way, that slows us down? And I think the obstacle to awaken is always me, which, of course, is dualistic, a self-centered place. My feelings, my thought, my pain, my idea. These notions must be cast aside from the beginning because they are only a partial or relative view. When we meditate on how we feel, or what we think, or what happened to us, what we're doing is staying stuck in only a dualistic way of experiencing and seeing the world. In the Zen tradition, we avoid this type of meditation, this type of self-centered meditation, because it is an endless process and doesn't allow us to awaken. In our practice, we are taught that when we realize we are engrossed in thinking or self-centered ideas, we simply note it and return to the breath. And we do this thousands of times, over and over and over again. When we sit deeply, we become life and death. We become impermanence, the illusion that life and death are separate and in opposition drops away. There is no separation. It's like my hand. One side of my hand is life, the other side of my hand is death. It's one hand, though. There is no separation between one side of my hand and the other side of my hand. So we shouldn't push away life or death. And the realization of this leads to the extinction of all sorts of desires that cause us trouble. In the end, each one of us must awaken ourselves. We must take that responsibility. It's not the teacher's responsibility. It's not the Sangha's responsibility. We must awaken ourselves. It's our responsibility. So no one can do this for us. People can guide us. People can support us. But if you want to awaken, you must do it on your own. You must take responsibility for it. And as I said, the way to do this, the vehicle to do this, is Zazen. But not Zazen tomorrow or next week or after, the vacation is over. But it's Zazen right now, because that's all there is, right now. There are no guarantees about tomorrow or next week. And there's no solace in being young versus being old. You never know what will happen next, in the next moment. So let's take this as an opportunity for each one of us to make the vow to not squander our lives. Thank you.